Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
My three-year-old will not settle in her own bed, and I'm at my wit's end over this with my wife. We can't get her to settle in her own room, so we have taken into our bed every night, which works like a dream for my wife and her. I keep pleading with my wife to leave her in her own room. She keeps saying she will try, but every time my little one whimpers, she's straight in to bring her back into the room again, which ends me getting turfed out into the spare room to try get a decent night's sleep. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but this has been going on for 6 months. And as you can imagine, intimacy with my wife is at a standstill. We both work full time, so night really was the only time we had to ourselves. And now that's gone by the wayside. Amongst the fights I've had with my wife about our child sleeping in our bed, I have voiced concerns over the lack of intimacy. But she's point blank telling me to get over myself and saying this is what parenthood is all about. I've got as far as saying that we need to ban my little one from coming into our bed, and she thinks I'm being over the top and completely unreasonable. She says that sex is and will be the last thing on her mind, and our child takes preference over everything. I suppose I'd love to know if any of your listeners have been in that situation, maybe have advice for me in both the lack of intimacy department and how do I get our wife to see that this is a massive problem in the relationship. Oh, I don't know. Some of you are probably going to say, ah, look, he should just get over it. It's all part of being a parent. So we all had to deal with this. But realistically, is he right? 3 years of age and still in the bed, in the marital bed, where the marriage is consummated. Is he right to put his foot down? Or can you see where the wife is coming from? The question I'm asking you is he being unreasonable with his demands? Let me know what you think. But I tell you what I'll do. I'll throw this out for a text and WhatsApp. Who's right here? The wife or him? Should he just get over it? Or is the wife right? This is what parenting is about. Get over it, you clown. And your children are more important than sex. The number's 087-188-0008. Deirdre, you're on Classic Hits. Hi, Deirdre.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Deirdre. It's a difficult one, isn't it? I mean, don't get me wrong. Most kids are in their own bed by the age of 1.5, 2. But, you know, yeah. some a lot longer. I know one couple and their kid was in bed with them until they were 7 or 8.
Yeah, well, this is what I was going to say. Like, I don't think he's been unreasonable as such, but I do kind of think he should get over it at the moment because we have that experience. I mean, like, my oldest are 18 and 17 now, and I mean...
They're still in bed with you.
Thankfully, no. They wouldn't even look at you when they come in the door.
Mom, could you move over, please? Dad, would you just move over?
Because my youngest is 7, and he was always in the bed when he was younger. But you know, at this stage now he's 7, and we can't even remember the last time he came into our bed. Do you know that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it seemed like a thing at the time, but it's not now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So
I mean, it will pass. You know, I mean, my husband used to get so mad about it as well. But like, you know. I hate kind of being mean to them over it because it is just a comforting thing for them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and do you think the husband, I mean, but does he have a bit of a point that maybe you got to be a little bit tougher? Because I remember when my kids were young, at that age, well, they were younger than that, actually, when they were sleeping in their own beds. There is a point, and I remember my mother at the time saying, don't just ignore them if they're crying, ignore them. Because if you give in to them, they'll do it every single night until you take them into the bedroom. So you kind of have to have a bit of a hard heart and ignore them.
Yeah. I mean, that does work sometimes. I remember with my older two, that's what it actually came to. Because the two of them were only a year apart and they used to come in. And one night my husband actually just ate them as they went to open our bedroom door.
Right, okay. No.
And yeah. I felt really bad. But it works.
Yeah, well, you got to be cruel to be kind sometimes.
Yeah.
Deirdre, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I know it, but her argument is to him, you know, and obviously he's obviously worried about his intimacy as well, by the way. But her argument to him is this is part of being a parent. Grow up. Is she kind of right?
I think she is kind of right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it is part of being a parent, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay. All right. Well, I have to take a break. I'll be interested to see how people react to that. Is it a part of being a parent? You can let us know. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. Somebody says, Niall, it will pass. Also, they need not to forget each other. Sex and intimacy are a huge part of any relationships, is Ron. Ron, you're right. Matthew, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Matthew?
Aye, all right, thanks yourself.
Good, Matt, you reckon the guy is right. Time to kick the child out of the bed.
Yes, you do. I mean, come on, let's be honest here. You've got to instill discipline in the kid from a young age, otherwise they grow up to be reprobates.
But reprobates? All right, okay.
I'm in saying that now. If you don't put your partner first, you shouldn't be married in the first place.
Got it. I'm with you. But your children are also equally important, aren't they?
My children are all equally important to me. I've got three, 121, 119, 19-year-old. The 9-year-old still gets into bed occasionally.
So what? Okay, hang on. I want to remind for a second. So 21-year-old, 19-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
What happened for the 10 years in the middle?
I was divorced at that time.
Right, okay. I'm just wondering why there was such a big gap between the other two.
Yeah, no, second marriage brought the third little one.
Oh, right, okay. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, second time round is probably best anyway. Second time round is best.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So if the 9-year-old was still in the bed at 3, you'd have booted him out.
Oh, no, he's not been in the bed from being 3 months, but bar the odd occasion.
Yeah, if he was thunder and lightning storm or something like that.
That's it, yeah.
Bit of a nightmare.
We brought him up with what we call the 20-minute rule. If he was crying in bed for 20 minutes, we would get up and check on him, because then there was something wrong. If it was less than 20 minutes, he'd normally just drop off to sleep within a minute or two.
You kind of have to be cruel and ignore the crying.
Yes, because that in itself becomes a lesson that the kids learn, and they tend to sleep better when you're a little bit harder with it.
Yeah, of course, because if they cry and you come in, oh, what's wrong? Come on, I bring you into the room. Well, the first thing they're going to do the next night is just cry again, because that's what happens. I cry and I get brought in.
Yeah.
Okay, well, sorry, stay there. Lisa, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Lisa?
Hi, how are you?
Good, Lisa. Matthew may seem like a little bit harsh and hard there, but he has experience. He's two older ones and a younger one. So what do you do? I mean, what should the husband do? Should he compromise?
I definitely think they should compromise. Like, when it comes to parenting, there's no dead set right and wrong. You have to do what works. And if one person is getting no sleep and you have to bring the child in order to get the sleep, then you do it because that's what works. If that worked for him, then fine, you know, but not everyone's going to have the same method, or it's not going to work the same for everyone.
But I mean, his intimacy with his wife is equally important, isn't it, as well, in the marriage?
It is, but I mean, they have a spare room. Once the child's asleep, there's nothing to say. They both have to stay in the one room, you know.
What do you mean by that? So they both get out of the bed, leave the child in the bed, and go into the other room?
They both get out of the bed, leave the child asleep, go into the other room and go back when they're done. Yeah, why not?
Ah, that seems why would you want to be doing that now? Why? Well, that sort of defeats the whole purpose, having the child in the bed with you. Because then the child wakes up in the middle of it, and the child wakes up and goes, where's Mum and Dad gone? They're in a different room. I better go in there too.
Keep the lights off just in case.
And make sure the door is locked in case daddy's killing mammy, please. All right. So, okay, but I mean, 3 years of age is a bit much. Matthew's kind of right. They should be out of your room by one. Really, shouldn't they? One and a half at the most, two. I mean, for God's sake.
It depends on the child. I mean, some children still wake up in the nighttime at that age. My own.
But I think it doesn't depend on the child. I don't agree with you. I think it depends on the parents. I think the parents are the one who are training their children to be, I suppose, dependent on them at night for sleeping.
So you'd prefer to control, cry and let them think that no one's ever going to respond to their needs? I mean, that's not right either.
Yeah, Matthew, there you go, you cruel old thing, leaving the child crying in the bed. See, you're getting me giving out to here. You'd prefer to just leave the child cry.
I'm not giving out to anyone because, like, everyone has to do what works for them. But at the same time, you know, like, I wouldn't demonize anyone.
Leaving them to cry a bit isn't going to hurt them too much. They will learn that if something is wrong and they cry loud enough, they'll get attention. But at the same time, they'll also learn that if they're crying for nothing, you know, it's time to now go back to sleep.
Would you not agree with that, Lisa, that you can't just be, you know, like...
Every instinct you have to just leave them cry, you know?
It's a kind of a maternal instinct as well, isn't it? I suppose, too.
This is it, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that applies more to women than men. Maybe I'm being sexist here now completely, am I? But I mean, no, because I remember my mum was the one who told, you know, we had our first child, you know, and of course, with your first child, you're always a bit panicky, you know? And my mum was the one who said, you can't be going in every time they cry. You know what I mean? And the same with feeding them. Just stop them waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Don't bring them in any milk, just or whatever, baby food. Just bring them in a drop of water. Eventually they'll stop.
Because way to train them.
It's a generational thing as well, isn't it?
Well, it worked for them. We're not all, we're all here, aren't we? Our mams and dads were obviously right. I mean, most of us look reasonably healthy. You know, we didn't, we didn't suffer because of it. I mean, you don't think back at your childhood. And I'm sure, Lisa, your mother, you weren't in the bed with your mother and father when you were 3 years of age, were you?
I was. If I woke in the night, I was allowed to go in, yeah.
Were you? Okay, how old are you? You're obviously considerably younger than myself and Matthew, so.
I'm 40. I'm not that young.
Okay, well, that's young compared to myself and Matthew, I imagine. Matthew, how old are you?
I'm 47, and I raised my two girls single-handedly from Kaylee. The eldest one was 2.5 years. Trinity, my younger of the two girls, was 6 months old.
Trinity, that's a lovely name, by the way.
Yeah, beautiful name. Well, both my kids got beautiful names.
Oh, yeah, you do say so yourself.
But, yeah, I raised them on my own, which is probably why I was so strict on the rules. But I had to get some rest myself, let's be honest.
Yeah. This is it. If you're doing it single-handedly, then, absolutely, you don't have to back up.
Yeah, yeah.
They've learned from an early age that there's responsibility in life, and they've both turned into real lovely kids, real lovely girls.
Okay, well, let me just go to Ron as well, because, Ron, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Ron?
Well, how's things, you
are? Good, Ron. Oh, yeah, I read out your text earlier on there, Ron. You basically believe it'll pass, like.
Yeah, look, I mean, I spoke to you before about this. Now, I live in 8-4 and 1-year-old at home. The 1-year-old's only gone out of the bedroom since about 3 months. Obviously, she was in her cot in the bedroom. But, like, both your callers there, Leeds and Matthew, are both right. But at the same time, you can't forget each other. No matter what the situation with the child is, the intimacy in any relationship is the most important thing. If that goes stale, then it's only going to happen.
You're in trouble, in trouble. It'll cause rows, yeah.
Yeah, so, and then it leads to, like, the children growing up in an unhappy environment. So, whatever, like, me and my wife's rule is, whenever we can.
Well, they do say that intimacy is only 10% of a relationship, but if there's no intimacy, it can be 90% of the relationship.
Of course.
Yeah, because it becomes a problem.
We don't have sex the way we used to do when we first met. Like, no couple do, but at the same time, when you can be intimate with each other, you do it and you take it. That could be 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
If it be, you just grab it. Spontaneity, that's what it is. So your email saying, we both work full time and nighttime is the only time we can have sex. I don't agree with that. I mean, you grab it when you can. And then Lisa's right as well. You need sleep. You need sleep to function. If it's a case you're just going into the other bedroom to sleep for 6-7 hours a night, happy days. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I mean, Lisa, would you agree with that? Yeah, well, the point he makes is you grab it while you can, no pun intended.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you grab it while you can.
Yeah, my 3-year-old is still in the bed with me a lot of the time and I'm pregnant with number 5, so...
So yeah, obviously it happened at some point.
one, yeah.
Yeah. So in other words, you need more spontaneity is what he's saying. Yeah, but mind you, it can be difficult. So you're going on to number 5 now, Lisa, yeah?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So you're 4 already. So it's difficult then to find time, you know.
Absolutely. Difficult to find a room but there's no child in sleep and to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, be thankful, Ron, for small mercies.
I tell you. 3 is enough for me.
I know. I mean, I had 3, and I even found there's a big difference between 2 and 3, right? But I mean, no disrespect to you, Lisa. 5, me head to be done in. I don't know. What age are they, Lisa?
11, 9, 7, and 3, and the next one is due in January.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Fair play to you, love.
Yeah. I know you're saying that, Ron, with no jealousy.
Just quickly, I'm just driving through Swords at the moment, and I can't, it's a bottleneck, me, all that's great, panic.
Oh, where are the pavilion?
Yeah, you can't, I'm come down from Tinnock Hill roundabout towards the pavilions, and I haven't moved in 20 minutes.
Well, are the guards still there, by the way, on the other side of the estuary, you know where they were, which was a pointless checkpoint, by the way.
Yeah, because I live in Lusk, so I come through Swords to go home, so they have been for the last 2 weeks, yeah.
And what was what was the point of that checkpoint? Because I've been through it a couple of times, they weren't actually stopping anybody. So, apart from slowing down traffic, which was bedlam on a Saturday there, last Saturday, with the traffic from the pavilion.
Yeah, there's absolutely no function to it, as you said. They just keep waving people through.
The only function was slowing down traffic and causing a bottleneck. So, okay, so, and you're saying, so would you suggest to people to avoid the area? Is that what you...
At this moment of time, I would, yeah. Now, obviously, it's Christmas time and people are going in the pavilions, but I'm bypassing the pavilions. Well, I'm not bypassing, I'm sitting looking at it. So there's...
And equally, don't take the exit off the M1 to Swords because you're heading up to Airside, which is probably just as bad.
Exactly, yes. So what I should have done is I should have went up to the following exit and come back because I need to go to the supermarket. I was going into one of the supermarkets in Swords. But
well, that's I live in Swords, and that's what I always do. Is get the, I go to the Skerry's exit, And take that exit and drive back down into Swords.
Drive back down, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I would advise people to do all the time. All right, well, look at you. Well, so obviously there's panic buying, a bit of panic buying going on there, yeah?
Yeah, I'd say a lot of people have jumped in their cars in the last 20 minutes.
Right, okay. Not a good thing. Yeah. All right, thanks for that. By the way, Lisa, you doing a bit of panic buying, are you?
No, not at all. I'm well prepared.
Are you? Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm not
venturing around the shops with this baby bump down
there. Yeah, oh, well, that's right, of course. Yeah, the bump would be quite big now at this stage as well.
It's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe the lockdown hasn't affected you so much. Won't affect you so much then, because you'll just enjoy the rest, Lisa. I hope, by the way, I hope he's looking after you there now, is he? Is he doing all the strenuous work? And I know pregnancy is only, it's just a state of mind. It's not even, like, shouldn't be treating pregnancy like an illness or something like that. You know what I mean? It's a condition. Isn't that what they say?
Kind of my default condition now for the last couple of years, so we just get on with it. You know?
I tell you, Lisa, when you do stop, you won't know yourself.
I know, yeah.
I mean, essentially, yes, you've been pregnant quite a lot over the last 10 years, haven't you? God
bless
you.
Since 2008, yeah.
I don't know. See, if it was men that got pregnant, I just don't think we'd have families anymore. You know, I think the families would be gone.
TV?
Yeah, sorry, so what did you say there, Matthew?
I think maybe Lisa and her husband need to buy a TV.
Yeah, well, Niamh, are you there?
Hiya, Niall.
Yeah, Niamh, how many of you got? Oh, you've only got two, Niamh. You need to catch up with Lisa.
Does that factory's gone to Nama?
All right, okay.
Shut down factory.
Shut down. The goalkeeper's in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, Niamh, in relation to, you know, what stage the kids stay in their own bed. Now, I know you've a little lad with asthma, so it was a bit more concerning for you when he had a bit of a cough or a croup in the middle of the night.
It was just easier, to be honest.
Was it?
Yeah, well, it was easier because I wasn't hopping up every time that he sounded like he was gasping. So he'd come in when he was sick, but he kind of liked his own space. I mean, we all do, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, he has stuff and...
So what would you say to this? What would you say to this husband who wrote the email? You know, who's getting a bit frustrated now with the lack of intimacy because the baby won't, or the 3-year-old won't stay out of the room.
Well, there's 24 hours in a day. Only 12 of them are at night.
Yeah, but see, you women say that, but it doesn't quite work out that way.
Well, it can work out that way. I mean, you can have. I know it's daytime radio, so I'll be careful. But you can do things other times. The child is 3. I presume they nap. That'd be like,
well,
3 times for me,
don't.
Plus a cigarette break.
Some children don't, you know.
I know, but I think...
Look, I mean, I've got a niece. Well, she's actually a great grandniece, whatever you call it. Anyway, it's my cousin, or my niece's daughter. And she seems to defy sleep. Do you know what I mean? And she'll get cranky every now and again because she knows, she's tired. But she'll defy it. And she stay. And then she just goes into a second wind and she's grand again.
That was my lad was like that for the first 4 years.
Yeah.
Nearly sent him back. I thought he was broken.
This is a faulty one. It's not sleeping.
I can have one that sleeps. I didn't order that.
Well, yeah, but should the husband just grow up and move on then, yeah?
No, Lucas, I mean, it won't last forever. That's the one thing I will say to him. I mean, very soon that child will be going to school and it'll hear from other kids too. This is what happened with my lad. Right, because he got quite attached to the whole idea of being in with us. But then as soon as he started going to school, he started hearing stuff about other kids talking about, you know. And then the key day for me was when he turned around to me and he said, "Don't ever tell anyone I do that."
Oh, and right. So he was embarrassed about sleeping with mammy and daddy,
it
right?
It clicked in with him then that suddenly...
Yeah, I got embarrassed about it when I was 17, you know what I mean? So, I mean...
I was 35. Yeah, it was a bit weird at that stage.
Niamh, I have to go. Have a lovely Christmas, Niamh, all
have
right, if I don't
Christmas
talk to you before
too.
That. All right, okay, see you, Niamh.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.